We are in Daf. Let us start again. It's one big sugya in Daf Yudalid Omid Aleph. Tashma. It's around the 15 lines from the bottom. Tashma. Now, we are in the middle of a sugya. The sugya is mesupik. If Beishamai Osu Kedevrayim or Loi Osu Kedevrayim. Since Beishamai was from the Miut, so is there a Shail of Lois is going to do if they'll paskin like the Shite? So then there's Loi Osu Kedevrayim. Maybe there's not a Lois is going to do, as we heard of the Gemara before, Shtei Boti Dinim Birachas, there's no Lois is going to do. Then there's Osu Kedevrayim. So we hear Amachloikis Amayroim in the Shaila. Reshlokish held Loi Osu Kedevrayim, and Rabbi Yechon held Osu Kedevrayim. Toshma. Afal pi Sheilu Oishrim Ve'ilu Matirim. Even though Beishami Aser Sheilu Oishrim Ve'ilu Matirim Eloi Nimnu the taker peisilul asos the tzoras abas liyibum beilu matirim leinimnu beishamay milisa noshim beisilul beisilul mi beishamay is the amrit bishloime loy osu. If you will say that loy osu bishimhochi leinimnu, if beishamay loy osu kedivrayim is mishimhochi leinimnu, so that's why the beisilul in the intermarried with the Beis Shammai, because there's nothing but to worry about the children. If they would be also, the children would be mamzerim. But the loy also, eli yamret also, amay loy nimnu. But if it was also kedevreim, amay loy nimnu. Isloy me Beis Shammai be Beis Hillel loy nimnu. Beis Shammai intermarried with the Beis Hillel because the bnei chai v'ilavaninu. The children of the Tzoris that got married Lishuk. According to Beis Shammai, their Tzoris Elva is Okikli Yibim, so there's a Issa Lav of Yivam Lishuk. But there's nothing but to be afraid of. It's only B'nai Chai V'Lavanim, so they could marry them. Ela Beis Hillel mi Beis Shammai. If it was also Kedevrayim, Amaylei nimnu b'nei chai v'krisis mamzeirim nimnu. That if, also kedevrayim, that means that the Beis Shammai, they were miyavim atzores elve, so the children are mamzeirim. V'chitei mikasavri Beis Hillel dein mamzeh mechai v'krisis. Maybe you'll tell me that Beis Hillel holds that there's no mamzeh mechai v'krisis. Only from chai v'mises bezin. So memele, so that's why leinimnu, because the children didn't become mamzerim, even though the yavam was miyabim the tzoras elva nezeishes och, but there's no mamzeris. So the Gemara says that's not true. Ba'omar abelozo, afal pi shenechleku beishamei beisilu betzoras, even though there's a machlokes in the tzoras, moidim ver moidish en mamzel memishe yisurei yisar elva v'onush koras. But they agree that there won't be a mamzer unless there's a chai v'kris. It's exactly what Rabbi Loza is saying, we'll see on Omid Beis. About Al Koponim, Rabbi Loza said that Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai holds that from a chai v'kris there's mamzeres. So memele. So now we're getting down to brass tacks. So there's mamzeres from chai v'krisis, and it says that the Beis Hillel intermarried with Beis Shammai. Now, if it would be osu, so the children are mamzerim. How could they intermarry? Elo lav shma mino loy osu. So al kolchoch, the Beis Shammai loy osu kedivrayim. The Beis Shammai, they would never be miyabim atzores erve, since according to Beis Hillel, there's Eishesach, so therefore they were permitted to intermarry. So the Gemara says, Loi. It's no Raya. Lo'olam Osu. It could be that the Beis Shammai were also kedivrayim, and they were taken miyabim, the tzoras elbe. There's no loisis going to do. This is like trei botei dinim birachas. Aye, so if there's mamzerim in the machna of Beis Shammai, alibe de Beis Hillel, so how were the Beis Hillel permitted to intermarry? The moidilu uposhi. The Beis Shammai were sensitive to the shita of Beis Hillel, even though they held that there's no shaila whatsoever on the children, that is a chiyev yibum, but they were sensitive to shita's Beis Hillel. So memela, if someone from Beis Hillel wanted to marry in Beis Shammai, and there was a vlad from a tzoras erve, they would tell them they would be poirish. Vahochi nami mistavre. And the Gemara says, mistavre is that they were maidalu. Tiktoni seife. Kol hataris. Vachol hatumis. Shoyu eilu metarim ve eilu metamin. By tume and tare, and Rashi learns pshat, that in tume and tare, the Beis Hillel were machmer, and the Beis Shammai were meikel. So even though there were chiluki days in Tumah and Tare, but they used to borrow kalim one from the other, and they used to share kalim. So the Gemara says, "He amrit bishloime de meidelahu mishem hachi leinimnu." If they told them listen, this keli is tummy it according to your shita is leinimnu. Eli amrit leimaydelu, but if you will say that they didn't inform them, is bishleime beishami mi beisilu leinimnu. The beishama used to borrow kelim from the beisilu. The tumis the beisilu le beishami taharis nino. That means that the Beis Hillel were machmer and tumis. So the tumis of Beis Hillel were toile Beis Shammai. There's no problem. Ella Beis Hillel mi Beis Shammai lome leinimnu. But how was Beis Hillel permitted to borrow from Beis Shammai? Tahara is the Beis Shammai le Beis Hillel tmeis ninu. That what Beis Shammai held was toyer, was tummy to Beis Hillel. Elalav the moidilu shma mino. So we have a raya the moidilu. Now let us just understand what the Gemara just said. The Gemara we have here that they intermarried and they borrowed kalim one from the other. So first the Gemara wanted to say, how were they permitted to intermarry? Bistame, Beis Shammai, loy osu kedivrayim. Beis Shammai never was miyabim, so there's no shaila of mamzeres. So the Gemara says, so we have a raya loy osu, and that's why they were permitted to intermarry. So the Gemara says, it's no raya, could be osu, the maidiluhu. Hochinami mistavre, the Gemara brings a raya, the moidilahu, because they borrowed kalim. How were the Beis Hillel permitted to borrow kalim from Beis Shammai? So it's a raya that moidilahu. So what's the raya that moidilahu? It could be leosu kedivrayim. We don't have any raya bechlal that moidilahu. We started off, could be leosu. Then we said, maybe it's also moidilahu. Achinami mistavre, that it was moidilu. I mean, the second halacha is not better than the first halacha. If you will say, lay osu kedivrayim, so it could be that was the reason they borrowed, because the Beis Shammai would be metayer all the kalim that according to Beis Hillel is tome. So the Hochinami Mistavre is very modne. What are you proving from this? Well, where do you see from here more than the first case?
So that's the Gemara's kasha, my umed dahach mehach. So why is the second case a bigger raya than the first case? The second case is if you say osu, it's meidelu. And if you say loyosu, so it's loyosu. So what's tochinami mistavre? So the Gemara says, the tochinami mistavre is as follows. Mau de teime tzore kola islo. That means as follows, that really, I feel, if we will say osu, it's not muchach, but the reason the Beis Hillel intermarried with Beis Shammai was because of Moidelu, that you can rely on Moidelu. Could be the Beis Hillel relied because Tzore Kole Islo. There was Nebuchadnezzar Glick, someone died without children, and he left over Melvin, and so these things became a fulsome. So Memele, so they intermarried because everyone knew, the Beis Hillel knew who, the what happened, and there was a Tzore, and the children are Mamzerim. So Memele, so from the Reisha, you don't have any Raya that Moidelahu is a sufficient Birr. That one machne was sensitive to the sheet of the other machne. It could be alts the kol is kamash melon. So therefore, he brought a raya from the sefer. In the sefer, we see that there was no kol. So memele. So if it is also so kolchoch, how are they permitted to borrow one from the other? So kolchoch the meidelu. That is Pshat in the Gemara, according to Rashi. Let us just see just a few Rashis. The Moidilu Beishami Lebeisilu, the U Shehamishpoche Zu Mitzores Elve, Shenis Yabma Bo Pirsha. That this Mishpoch, all the children are coming from Mitzores Elve, Shenis Yabma. According to you, the Mamzerim. Agabi Eilu, Mashilim Kelim Eilu Leilu, Beisilu Machmirim Betares Tfei. So Memeilu, so the Kasha was, so how could the Beis Hillel borrow from the Beis Shammai? Umayum Medahai Mai, the Komach Inami Mistavre, the Moidulahu. Mehai Heche Mistavre Tfei. Why is here more Muchach, more Mistavre, that the reason they borrowed is because the Moidulahu? So the Gemara says, because I feel like you say also, so the Reisha could be als kole isle, loy tzorich loy duye, mehosam loy teilef the moidi. So from the Reisha, there's no raya that moidi lo. From the Sefer, we have a raya that moidi lo. That is how Rashi learns pshat in the Gemara. Let us see Taisvis. Bishloime beishamai loy nimnu mi beisilu. Lahai gilse loy muchach mehoche. That means achay kechloisa koil. According to Rashi, it's only muchach elo the leman the yama osu. I will come back later to that taisvus. Lahai gilse loy muchach mehoche elo the leman the yama osu oidu moidilu. That means, if you will assume also, so then we see that they relied on oidi moidilu. If you'll say lo yosu, so there's no raya. I mean, so the whole oichoche is, if it was also al kochoch, they borrowed one from the other because oidu moidilu. Avol Rabbeinu Chananel Goris Ipche. Rabbeinu Chananel is Goris Fakert. Bishloime, the Girsa of the Rabbeinu Chananel is like this. Bishloime Beis Hillel Leinimnu Mi Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel borrowed from the Beis Shammai. The Tumis, the Beis Shammai, Le Beis Hillel Toiris Ninu. That Fakert. That Beis Shammai were the Machmirim, and Beis Hillel were the Mekilim. So Beis Hillel didn't have a problem to borrow from Beis Shammai. The Shaila is, how did Beis Shammai borrow from Beis Hillel? Bezois ha-girse niris, So first Taisva says this Girsa is more Mestava. The Bechol Mokim Beishamai Machmer Le'inyin Tume. That means Rashi said Pshat this Girsa like Gabi Tume, the Beis Hillel were the Machmirim and the Beishamai were the Mekilim. And Taisa says, no, Beishamai, just like they're Machmirim all over, they're Machmirim Tume also. The chichoshev beidyes kulei de beishamai vechumrei de beisil. In Mesechtes Idyes, where the Mishnah is moine, the cases where beishamai were meikul, lechoshev elotrei mili de tume vetara. There's only two cases there that beishamai was meikul. Aval kol shar mili de tume vetara, kegain shedra, vegolgoyles, vesheikes yeyu, Havu beishamai lechumre. So memele, so fakert. So this girse is very mistaver, the Rach's girse. That Beis Hillel had no problem with beishamai, because they were always the machmirim. Beishamai had a problem with Beis Hillel. So now, according to this girse, we're proving a lot from the sefer. Vahashte. Lefi haigirse muchach shaper, da oidi moidi lohu, afilu loy osu. According to this girse, it is muchach that oidi moidi lohu afilu loy osu. That means as follows. That means in the beginning we started off with Tereshe. Why was Beis Hillel permitted to intermarry? So Mal says, it could be Layosu. Layosu Beishame Kedivreya. So the Gemara says, so that's why. The Gemara says, no, it could be Osu, but it was Oidem Oidele. From the Sefer we see that Afilu Layosu, it's also Oidem Oidele. Now Taisus explains, the Lekele Meima, according to Taisvis, the problem was, how was the Beishamai permitted to borrow Kalim from the Beis Hillel, since the Beishamai are Machmirim and Tumentara also? Is the Leka Lameima, you cannot say, the Loinimnu Beishamai mi Beis Hillel, you cannot say the Beishamai borrowed from Beis Hillel, Mishum de loy osu Beishamai kedivreim. Here you can't say that Beishamai borrowed from Beis Hillel because loy osu kedivreim. Bohoyu oisim bechol dovor ki Beis Hillel afilu lekula kedemuchach lekama. And we'll say also, could be they borrowed because loy osu kedivreim. So Taisvis says, no, here you can't say it. Why? The time, the loy also, the reason of the man the yoma that holds that beishamai loy also kedivreim is mishum agudis. That means, as we had mentioned yesterday from Chedushe Rab Reuven, that Rab Reuven explains that the roiv chachma Yisroel, that's how the halacha should be, how the roiv paskins. If a miut wants to paskin fakert, that falls into the category of agudis, and they're not permitted to paskin fakert. They have no right of hayra. They can say a shtik teure, a pilpul, that's gewaldig. They're entitled to say whatever svaros they want to say. But to paskin lemaise what to do, since they are a miut machne, so by paskining that will create a goodis, so they have no right of psak. The psak is totally what the reiv holds. So therefore, Reish Lakish, who holds loy osu because of leis is going to do, is loy osu bein lekule bein lechumre. That means they knew shittis they could have gewaldike, lomdas they can say gewaldik, their mechadidi, whatever it is. But lemaise, since if by doing what they hold will come out of leis is going to do, So they did not do at all what they held, bein lekula, bein lechumra. That means that they did the kulas of Beis Hillel. They did the kulas of Beis Hillel, and for example, if you hold loy osu by tzores erve, they chas v'shom, they weren't miyabim, and then they didn't give chalitz either. This would make Lacey's guy to do. Beis Hillel says she's allowed to get married, and I'll say she's not allowed. They didn't do anything. They did completely like Beis Hillel. So Taisa says that's over there. But when it comes to Baro Kalim, then they would not be permitted not to listen to their shita. Now that Taisa explains the time of the loyosu mishumagudis ubetume ubetare de beishamai lechumre. By Tume and Tare, where Beis Shammai is Machma, they hold that this is Tame. Hoyo lehem le Beis Shammai limnoye milaso is taras agav kelim de Beis Hillel. So they had no right to, if they hold it's Tame de kelim, they had no right to borrow kelim from Beis Hillel. The lack of agudis, by not borrowing kelim from Beis Hillel, there's no agudis over there. The roya oimer leitzrichi lekelim ditu. Kidom agabi shaykes peisyeyu ha roya oimer lafushimayu diyovdi. Later we'll see they made a bigger hole, and the hole was made for a halachic purpose, but it's there you don't see agudis because one will could say there's a different reason why this larger hole was made. So Al-Koponim Sotaisvi says that in the case of Tume and Tare, where they borrowed Kalim from Beis Hillel, here you can't say the reason they borrowed Kalim is because Lay Osu Kedivraim. Chas v'sholem, they had to be Osu Kedivraim. If there's no Laisis going to do involved, they had to be Osu Kedivraim. So why were they permitted to borrow kelim from the Beis Hillel? Is al kolchoch muchach that maydilu? Elavadai al kolchoch aydu ave maydilu. Afilu leman de yama loy osu. Afilu we hold loy osu. So when we come to the reisha, we have no raya. If you hold loy osu, so it's not muchach that aydu maydilu. It's loy osu. So there was no mamzerim, there was no problem. The tzoris erva of Beis Shammai looked like the tzoris erva of Beis Hillel. So he had no raya that moidilahu. But in the safe of a hochinami mistavre, that means, here I have a raya, afilu yohod loy osu, but here was ich osu, so kochach worked als moidilahu. So before we go further, so, the Gemara is, Tais said a beautiful pshat in this Kirse, and from the Sefer we see that Fakel, that Maidi, whatever, Isai Osu, Sai Loi Osu, but we see from the Sefer that Maidi Lu. So Lechayre, our Gemara is very schwer. The Gemara is, Umay Ume Dahach Mehach, the Gemara is, what? Where do you see a bigger raya in the sefer from the reisha? I am betaisus v'tim tzanachas. They said a whole shtick teir over here. That from the sefer you see that a filler you'll hold like also, but it's muchach that there's a din of maidilu. So the Maram says, we're meichik this. Finished. According to taisus ha-kochach, you have to be meichik, or else it doesn't, because this whole line doesn't make sense. Period. Let us go further. V'hod dekoma bishleim beis hillel leinimnu mi beis shammai detumis de beis shammai le beis hillel toiris nino. Now, in the Gemara, according to this girsa, so we're saying like this, that beis hillel had no problem with beis shammai's kelim because beis shammai were the machmirim. Frektach toisis, there are two cases that beis shammai are mikilim. So why is it so good how Beis Hillel was permitted to borrow Kalim from Beis Shammach. I mean, good, most cases they're Machma, but there's some cases they were Mekel. V'afogav de betrei mili Beis Shammach lekuli. So, hani trei mili lo ishrichi. So, Taisa says two teruts. One teruts, Taisa says that these two cases of Tumeh is a milsa de lo ishrichi. So, that would not, it's not olu that the Kalim were Tomei from these cases. So therefore, Beis Hillel did not have to be Chayish that the Kalim that they're borrowing had this Tomei, which according to Beis Shammai is Toyer, and according to them is Tomei. Inami nokat bishloim mishum alibe demandi om aloy osu. The Gemara wants to go now, a fuller we hold, loy osu. So that means, Likule, for the Beis Shammai to do something, to use a keli that Beis Hillel is machma, that's ichelayosu. They never were mekel. So that means all the chumras of Beis Hillel, the Gemara is going now if you hold loyosu. So the chumras of Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai was ichemekabalam. So memele, so this is no problem why Beis Hillel could be baro kalim from Beis Shammah. Zok de Gemara weiter. Gufe. We had before a memre. Omar Rabbi Lozo afal pi shenechleku Beis Shammah u Beis Hillel betzores. Even though there's a machloikis about tzores erve, it's a machloikis Beis Shammai's Tzoris, according to Beis Hillel, Beis Hillel's Tzoris, according to Beis Shammai, Moidim, but they all agree, She'ein Mamza, that it's not a Mamza, Memisha Yisura Yisraelve, for Onush Koris. But the one is Moidim to the other, that it's not a Mamza, only a Mamza is if there's this Koris. So now the Gemara is going to explain what Rabbi Loza is saying. So the Gemara says, "Man moidim, who is moidim to who?" Ileim Beis Shammai leBeis Hillel. That Beis Shammai is moidim to Beis Hillel. That says that means even though I disagree with you, what you hold about the tzores, you hold that the tzores are permitted to get married. I hold it's a yavam leShuk. But afal piket, even I disagree with you about the tzoros, but I'm moide that the children aren't mamzerim because a mamzer is only from chayve krisis. Frag the gemore pshite, so that's poshet. Bnei chayve lavim ksherim nino. Why does Rabbi Loza have to say, you know that even though the choylik about the tzoros, the Beis Shammai holds the tzoros are not permitted to get married, the moide that the children are mamzerim. Push it. I mean, what's the chiddush? From chai v'lav, you won't have mamzerim. Elo Beis Hillel leBeis Shammai. We'll say that about Beis Hillel leBeis Shammai, that we say, even though we disagree with you, we hold you're not allowed to be miyab matzoros erve. But afal pike, we're moide that the children aren't mamzerim. Only when it's chayve krisis. So the Gemara is, he gufa chayve krisis. What should you mind that the children aren't mamzerim? According to you, they are mamzerim. So what is pshat in this memra of Rabbi Lozo, that Rabbi Lozo says that even though they're chaylik on what to do with the tzores, but they're moide about the children. I mean, what case are you speaking about? So the Gemara says, Lo ilom Beis Shammai leBeis Hillel. No, Pshat and Rabbi Lezer is that Beis Shammai is moide to Beis Hillel, that the children are, even though I'm chaylik you, with you what the tzoreh should do, but I'm moide that the children aren't mamzerim ulafukim ida Rabbi Kiva. That means according to Rabbi Kiva, the children would be mamzerim. The Omer yesh mamzer mechai v'ilavet. Rabbi Kiva says that from the Chayv Lav was also becoming a mamzer. So Memele, so the Rabbi Loza said, but Beis Shammai doesn't hold like Rabbi Kiva. He said, even though I disagree with you, with the tzoros, oh, they're not permitted to get married, but I'm moide that the children from Yevam Leshuk are not mamzerim. Kamash Mulon Dein Mamzer Mechayv Lav. Let us see Rashi. Achi garsinim pshite b'nei chai v'lavim k'sheirin nino. B'nei chai v'lavim akosha. So what is Rabbi Loza telling us? So Mor says, no, lafuki midrabi kiva l'kama per kacholitz. Period. Let us see Taisvis. Pshite b'nei chai v'lavim k'sheirin nino. So why does Beis Shammai have to say that the mother, the children aren't mamzerim? Teime. Why didn't the Gemara think of this teretz? But he's telling us, I mean, the Zira, there's a Rabbi Kiva that holds that there is mamzeres from a chai ve'lavim, and Beis Shammai is telling us, we're made that they're not mamzeres. We have a high Rabbi Lozer, a moira have, if the Rabbi Lozer would be an amoira, a Rabbi Lozer, Osi Shaper, the Pshitalei, the Ein Alochik Rabbi Kiva. I mean, the Amoiroim knew already how the Psak is. We don't pass no it Rabbi Kiva. So why does Rabbi Loza have to tell us that Beis Shammai is Moid, it's not a Mamza? We don't pass no it Rabbi Kiva, finished. So then it would be good the Gemara's Kasha. Now we have to understand a little bit what the Gemara's Teretz is. Avol, Taisa says, but that's this Rabbi Lozer's a Tana. Avol, who Rabbi Lozer ben Shemua, Shu Tana, Ken Mucha Basara Yuchsim. So Taisa asked, so why the Gemara and the Hava Minute wasn't Nochis, that's what he's telling us. That we don't hold like, that Beis Shammai doesn't hold like Rabbi Kiva. It's a Machlekes Tanoim, but Beis Shammai doesn't hold like Rabbi Kiva. V'nire, the Salke Daitoch, the Lashum Tane, Lehavi Mamza, Miyavama Lashuk. The Gemara asked the Kashis, so the Gemara held that there is no Tane that holds, I feel Rabbi Kiva, that it will be a Mamza, Miyavama Lashuk, Ela Davke, Mechaivi, Lavin, Desher. I feel Rabbi Kiva, that is Machmer, that says that there's a mamzeres from chai ve'lavim, that's chai ve'lavim desher. That means that the lav originates because there's a kuve between the boil and the nivellas, like anusas oviv. So the ben is not permitted to be boil anusas oviv because she's a relation to him. She was nivel by his father. So she's... The Baal Tanura says, Harei Ke'eshes Oviv. So the Gemara held, Afilu Rabbi Kiva only holds by Chai V'Lav and the Sheir. Gidisnan B'Hacholitz. We learned the Mishnah Nacholitz. Eze Mamza, Kol Sheir Boso Shehu B'lo Yovoy. But, so Memele, so Afilu Rabbi Kiva, that says there is mamzeres, that's dafke by chai v'lavin the share. Chai v'lavin of kuva, not famazay plank chai v'lav. So that was his kasha, so he have to, so what's your chiddish? So what's the teretz? Taisa doesn't say, what's the teretz? So what's the chiddish? Tafuki bi derabbi kiva. It's very unclear. But what's more unclear to me is the gemara daf mem tesom ed aleph. When we look at the gemara daf mem tesom ed aleph, the Gemara says as follows. The Mishnah says, Eizeu mamza kol sheir boso shehu b'lo yovoy divrei Rabbi Kiva. The Mishnah says, Rabbi Kiva said that there's mamzeres from chai ve'lav and the sheir. Period. Now the Gemara says, that, Ule Rabbi Semoy, the Marbe Shar Chai Vilavin, the Lav the Sher, Ule Rabbi Yeshev of the Marba Filo Chai Vese. So here the Gemara brings down, there's a Rabbi Kiva in the Mishnah, there's a Rabbi Semoy, Rashi says Rabbi Semoy holds that Rabbi Kiva holds that is Mamzeris, Afilu from Chai Vilavin, the Lav the Sher. That's what Rabbi Simoi holds. So, this Tanoim, there's a Rabbi Kiva in the Mishnah, Rabbi Simoi Rashi says, Rabbi Simoi Beksubis, Ekdushim Nakelo Yoise Rabbi Kiva Mamzerim, Nakelo Yoise Rabbi Kiva Mamzerim, Chutz Mamon Lokoyin Godl, Afil Lachai Vilav and the Lav the Sher. So it's very unclear. But the way Tosfos explains the Shakel of Atalya in the Gemara, I mean, the Gemara, the Makshin held, what's the Chiddush of Rabbi Elazar? It's poshut, it's not a mamza. It's not a chayvi lav and the share. So what, the Makshin didn't know what was Tutsach and Daf Memtes. He didn't know about Rabbi Simoi. And the Talz and the Tosfos, you know, lafuki mi da Rabbi Kiva. So, that's not the tell. Lafuki mi derab samoi, daf mezogen. I mean, it's, Rabbi Kiva, I mean, mikor mikosova, lebesayz mikosova, like the way Tosfos says, pshat in the Gemara, I mean, this whole shakel of Italia, if you see daf memtes, so you know right away, there's no mocking for the shakel of Italia. And the Gemara doesn't mention 1 minute rab samoi, the Gemara mentions weiter Rabbi Kiva, so it's very unclear. I mean, if the Makshin held that there's no tan in the world that holds his mamzeres from chayv elav and the lav d'sher, so he should answer. Lafuki mid Rabbi Kiva. I mean, we knew about Rabbi Kiva all along. It's very unclear. V'hod is na al kaponim. That's how Tosfos says pshat. V'hod is nan be'isha Rabbi. Ha'isha she'olach baylo ubno l'mdines hayom. So Tosfos says, so if he held for a double poshet that is no mamzeres, the makshin. So what do you do with this Mishnah? The Mishnah says as follows: Isha shaholach baylo ubnolim dina sayom. Her husband and her son went to Medina sayom. Va'omru, and they came back and told her a psura as follows: Meis baylo, your husband died. Va'chakach meis beno. So Memela, the way it was related to her, so her husband died with a child. The later the child died, so there's no mitzvah of yibum. She's not a yibum l'shuk. V'niseis, so she got married. V'achakach omru lo chiluf hoyu adborim. They told her no, the seder was fakert. First the son died, and then the husband died. Now if that's the case, so she's a yibum l'shuk. So it says in the Mishnah, Teitzei, she's mechuyev to get a get from her husband. She's a Yevom Alashuk. V'havlad mamza. If they had a child, the child is a mamza. So you see klar that there's mamzeres, there's a tane that holds his mamzeres from Yevom Alashuk. So what's the Gemara asking Akasha Pshita? Pshita, there's no mamza. So Tosfos says, "Mash medavi mamza miyivom alashuk kasal kedaitach deknasa ba'almel." The Makshin held that that's only als knas they gave him a din mamza. That is a real mamza. They wanted that she should be daike. She should not rely on what everyone tells her. And since she wasn't a daik, they canceled her. So Tosfos says, Afo gav desanya bigmore, des a bereise, zu divira bekiva domen kdushin toifsen bechai veilaven. The bereise says, not like that. The bereise says that the reason the child is a mamza because it's going according to Rabbi Kiva. So we see klar according to Rabbi Kiva, this mamzeiris, even though it's not chai veilaven the share. Ahi bereise, le shmiele. No, the Makshin didn't know this bereise. Let us go further. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Toshma. Af al pi shenechleku beishamai ubeisilu bitzoreis ubeachyais beget yoshan ubesofek eishesish ubemegares es ishtev loni me bepundik bekesef ubeshove kesef bepruta beshove pruta. We'll see in Rashi, Pshat, in all these cases. But let's just continue to the Bereis. Loi nimnu beishamai mi lisa noshi mi beisilu. Loi beisilu mi beishamai. Lelamdoch shechibo vereyus nehegis zebozeh, that there was a gewaldic chibo vereyus between one another. Lekayim ashenemal haemes vasholim mehov. Fine. So they used to marry one another because there was chibo vereyus beinayim. Rab Shimon oimer, nimnu hein min havadai. If they knew min havadai, by havadai iser, they were nimna. They did not intermarry. Bulay nimnu min asofik. Period. So now the Gemara is going to shtel zech on Rab Shimon. I amrit bishloime osu. Now Rab Shimon says klor that nimnu min havadai, they were nimna. Is he amrit bishloime osu, that Beishame was osu kidivreyem, mishimochi nimnu. That means Beishame used to be miyabim the tzores, and there were children that were mamzerim. So memeilus, so it's very good. So Rab Shimon says, nimnu min havada. Ela I amrit loy osu, but if you say the way Reish Lakish said that, loy osu, Beishame was never miyabim the tzores, so my nimnu. So why does Rab Shimon say that nimnu, that they were nimnu minavada? V'tisbera. So the Gemara asks Akash, nahei nami da osu, afilu, you'll say it was osu. So good. So you understand now everything is good also. Beishamei were miyabim the tzores, and the children were mamzerim. And that's why it was nimnu. They wouldn't intermarry with them. So the Gemara asks, "Bishloime beisilu nimnu mi beishamai." Good. That the beisilu would not marry the mishpachas of beishamai, the chay bekrisis nimnu, because the atzores elva, according to them, is an eishesach. Umamzerim heim le beisilu, and the children are mamzerim. That's very good. Why Beis Hillel was Nimna. Elo Beishamai amai Nimnu mi Beis Hillel. But let me, why was Beishamai Nimnu mi Beis Hillel? B'nei Chai V'Lavi Ninu. The B'nei Chai V'Lavin u'ksherim Ninu. So memele, since they're ksherim, since they are ksherim, so why was Beishamai Nimna from Beis Hillel? So the Gemara answers, the Omar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak le Nitzchak el Tzorah Atzma. Rav Nachman Yitzchak said Lagabi something else. It's Negei the Tzorah. Ochinami le Nitzchak el le Tzorah Atzma. So what does the Gemara mean? So the Gemara means to say that Fakert, that Lagabi to marry the Tzorah's Erve. Would they marry a Tzoras Elva? According to Beis Hillel, she's allowed to get married. According to Beis Shammai, she's not allowed to get married. She's a Yevam Malashuk. So al kaponim, so it would seem from over here, the Gemara proved Osu. But we have a different problem. We have a problem, but how do we, on the Afilu Osu, we still have a problem. But why was Beishamai Nimna from Beis Hillel? There is no problem of children, so the Gemara says, the problem tak is not of children, the problem is of the Tzorah Atzma. Period. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, B'tzorais b'masnisen, u'bachoyais b'perik talad achim. Ubisofik Aishis Ish. There was a machloikis Beishamai and Beisilu Bisofik Aishis Ish. And this Taisvis brings down, Rashi brings down two pshotim. What's the Taish Sofik Aishis Ish? Beperik Beishamai. So the first pshat Rashi says as follows. This nan Beishamai Oimrim Ein Memanin Elo Arusa. It says machloikis Beishamai and Beisilu. There's a din of miyun. If a ketana gets married, if she can be oikeh the kedushin through miyun.
So Beis Shammai said they were only misakin mean by arusis. There never was a bia. So if she'll be oikir the erison, there won't be a bia's news. Then they were misakin mean. But by nisuis, if there'll be a din mean, so comes out all the bilus were bilus news. Shoikir the nisuim lemafreya. So they never were misakin. So memela so comes out if a nisuah is memayin. So there's a machloikis Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Is there a din miyun by nesuah? According to Beis Shammai, there's no din miyun, and according to so there's a din miyun. Vaktano bas miyun kori sofik eishesish. So that's called a sofik eishesish dilme mema'enes v'navke. So that what this Baraisa says, there was a machloikis by Sofik Eishes Ish. In other words, it means there was a machloikis. Is there a din miyun by nesuin? Can a nesuah be a Sofik Eishes Ish? That's one pshat. Lishna achina nire. Now Rashi wants to say a second pshat. What's the second pshat? Shchiv mera shekosav leisho ze gitech mehayoyim imesi mechayli ze. We learned as follows. A shchiv mera gave his wife a get, that the get should be chal mehayoyim imesi mechayli ze. Kol oison hayomim nikreis sofik eishesish. So now his wife is a sofik eishesish. What is pshat a sofik eishesish? We don't know if she'll die from this chayli. So then she was giget. If he won't die from this chayli, so then she's an eishesish. Kidisnan mahi kol oison hayomim. Rabbi Yosi Oimer Be'ilosoi Sofik. Rabbi Yosi holds Be'ilosoi Sofik. Rabbi Yosi Be'ilosoi Sofik, Rabbi Oimer Be'ilosoi Tluyo. Rashi Dachsamir and Gittin says as follows. Rameya Oimer Bilosei Tluya, that means it depends. If she'll die from Oisei Chayli, so she's Giget. If she won't die from Oisei Chayli, so she's an Eishesish. And Rashi explains Rameya holds that the Gerishin is Chal Mishas. Oisei holds that the Gerishin is Chal Mishas, Rameya holds the Gerish Neschal, Mishas Nesine. Rabbi Yosi holds that the Gerishin is not Chal, Mishas Nesine. The Gerishin is Chal, Somuch Lemise. So according to Rabbi Yosi, if he was boil her, so we don't know when he was boyelar if this is the samuch lemisa that she's geget, means afilo she'll die from this chayli. It's also below say sofik, because we don't know if this is the samuch lemisa, the zman of samuch lemisa that the get was already chal, or is this not the zman of samuch lemisa? Al kapon, we have here a machlokes by a sofik eishes ish. Fine. Usnan, and now we learned, Leitis Yached Imoy Ella Alpiedim. Now, this Isha should not be Nisyached with her husband, Ella Alpiedim. Why? Because if she'll be Mishached, she'll be Edim, because it could be Afilu, the get became a get, about but it could be he'll be boiler again, l'shem ishus, and then we'll have other problems. So maybe we have now new issues. Is afal pi sheloi shaninu bo machlekes beishamei beisilu. So Rashi says, even though we don't find the machlekes beishamei beisilu over there in this sugya, there's a machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. if a person gave his wife a get, and then the Vulona Imay Bepundik, they were together in an inn. Lebeishamai Dos, what's the shayla if they were together in an inn after he gave her a get? Is Lebeish, there's a shayla, maybe he was boil her again. Lishemishus. Is Lebeishamai Da Omri Loyamrinin Heinene de Yichot Heinene de Bia. You don't say Heinene de Yichot Heinene de Bia. Ainet Srich Heimenu Get Shaini. So she does not need a new get. But you don't have any edim on the biyim. I don't say that since we know there was yichud, so we're edim that there was biyim also. Well, the beis hilo, the omri, hein edim yichud, hein edim biyim, tzricho, heimenu get sheni, then you'll need now a new get. So, Bekitzer, Rashi wants to say that what the Gemara says, Sofek Eishes Ish, this means you have an Isha that was Giget, is a Sofek Giget, so there'll be a Machloikis if she was Nisyachad in Baila Oida Pam, if you will need a new get. According to Beishama, you say, hey, maim. You don't say, hey, maim, eidi yichud, hey, maim, eidi bi, and according to Beisilu, you do say. Agav Uche, the Tosis HaRosh brings a very interesting Yerushalmi. And well, here one stim according to this Rashi, but the Yerushalmi explains what is the Machlekes Beishame in Beisilu. Hamigarish es ishtoi volone imay bepundiki. So now they were together in a pundiki. Now, and we know that they were together in a pundiki. Do we have ate them on the beer? Beishamai holds, you don't say, I know this yichud, I don't know this beer. And Beisilu says, no, if there's Eidim on Yichud, they could assume there was beer, so the Eidim on the beer also. I mean, what's the machloikis? So Yishalmi says a beautiful shtik teira. There's another machloikis between Beishamai and Beisilu. When is one permitted to give his wife a get? According to Beishamai, you only are permitted to give a get, imotzaba ervas dovo. According to Beis Hillel, afilu kotcho tavshiloi, he's also allowed to give her a get. Just a maima muska for 1 minute, I once heard a meredike vote, why do you give her a get kotcho tavshiloi? I mean, the people make, what's the avla? So I once heard a meredike vote, kotcho tavshiloi. You know what happened? It got burnt. The food got burnt. So why is it tafshiloi? She was eating good food. His got burnt. So if it works that way, when one portion gets burnt and that she gives to him, and she makes for herself another tafshil, so for that basil, so that's sufficient to give her again. Of al kaponim, we have here amachleik is when you can give her again. So the Yerushalmi says like this. According to Beishamai, is mushemes etzloi. He gave her get because Motzah Be'ervas Dover. He won't be boil, huh? So Memela, therefore, we can't say, Hein, Hein, Eide Yichud, Hein, Hein, Eide Bia. I should assume he was boil, huh? After he gave her get because of an Elvis Dover, that you don't say. But according to Beisilu, you can give a get, a filo for a Dover Puit. We can already assume already, that's what the Yerushalmi says. The Rashi tells it to hear a person gave a get, and in almost mecholi zeh, it would seem that, here Zichri didn't give the get because of Motzah Be'ervas Dovah. He was afraid he might die from the scholi, and this was a shayla of Yibum, to prevent Yibum. So Lochere Rashi Zichri didn't learn like this Yerushalmi. Let's go further. Get Yoshon, there's a machlekes by Get Yoshon. Get Yoshon means he had written a get, and then he was misyached with her after this get was written. So we clear if he was boilam. A magarish asishtiv lonim ribepundikim esech is gitten ba zeirik. Bekesev v'shove kesev v'puta v'shove puta. Le'inyin kidushei isha. This machloikis, is a machloikis, how much money is needed to be mekadesh an isha. B'shame emin b'dino v'shove dino. U'b'isilo emin b'puta v'shove puta. V'dino hu kesev tzuri, that's the smallest matbeya in tzuri, u'pruta hishal nechoishis. V'ochi koma hoche, b'kesev u'b'shove kesev, Lebei Shammai, that's the Shia. Kesev means a dinner. Beprute b'shav beprute lebei sila. By kamed the kedushin koy le dinner the Bei Shammai. Kesev, that's called kesev. That's the smallest matbei in tzuri. The maravasi called kesev. Ama b'toyre stam kesev tzuri. Pasvina v'rei kedusha isha lei maravasi dama ke Bei Shammai. So kesev is another word of saying dinner. So the Gemara says, "Litzora atzmoi, hodiktoni nimnoim mitzora atzmo." They were nimna. Beishamai was nimna not because of the children of a Yevomalishuk, nor of the Yevomalishuk alone. Loilam Beishamai nami nimnoim bevisilu melisa tzora sabas. They would not marry the Tzor Sabas, but that's why there's Nimnoim on both sides. Let us see Taisvis. Besofik Eishesish. Loshen Acher Sheperish Bekuntris. Deine Shchimra Shekosov Getle Ishtoi. Vafo Gavdein Shamach Leikis Beishamei Besilu. So Rashi said, Anechel Kuba Megarish Ishtiv Lomine Ime Bepundiki. So Taisvis says, Loi Nehire. The behedya choshiv hocha he plukted megarashish tivlami bepundiki. So why do you have to make two cases and the machlokes is the same in you? Yeah. I mean, the way we mentioned, if Rashi wants to say not like the Yerushalmi, maybe it's a shtikol teretz. That if the Yerushalmi says that the machlokes, they go l'shitosoi, so here, surpassing the Lishitose, because here the get was not given because Motzabo Erva's novel. Bafal Pikain, there's a machloikis if you say, hey, ne, ne, de yichot, hey, ne, ne, de biyim. Beget Yosham, Taima, leman de yoma bepere kazoirik begitten, dim potro beget Yosham, if he gave her a get, he gave her a get yosh, and that means he wrote the get, and then he was mishachadimo. Tinosi lechatchile is lomo hoyolem limnoya. The mashma de loy nimnu, mishim leyosu kedevreim, and mishim dahava moidulu apolshi. If the get, but the evidence is a good get according to everyone, so the whole thing doesn't make sense. Even though there's machlekes in get yosh, and is loy nimnu als moidulu or leyosu. Hello, Beishame, my Nimnoimi Beisilu. Vim Taime Vedilma Mishum, there's other machloikis in over here, not only Tzoritz, Mishum Mamehenes, according to Beisilu, Anasua can be Mamayin, according to Beishame, Anasua can be Mamayin, Mishum Hidishova Kesev, Kesev, Oye Nimnoim. For example, Dim Niskacho Lerishim Bepruta, Lashaini Bedina. If the first one gave her a prut and the second one gave her a dinner, libei shamayim mekadeshes l'shaini, ubanei min arishin mamzerim. So what's the Gemara asks? Why was beishamayim meineya from beisilu? There's a whole bunch of cases here. By merid the iker hach bereisa mishum tzoris ktonilo, the legabi hochi ktonilo masnisin, amash mishum tzoris greida hayanim noim. So Memele, that is the Gemara's, that's the Gemara's kasha. Why was Beishamai Nimna from Beisilu? Now let us see Taisus Daf Yudalad Amid Aleph. The Gemara asks, Bishloime Beishamai Loi Nimnu, the bottom Taisus. Beishamai wasn't Nimna because it's Bnei Chai Ve'Lave. Why wasn't Beisilu Nimna from Beishamai? Vim Toima Amai Loi Nimnu Mishim Tzora Atzmo. L'chayre Beishamai should have been Nimna. Here the Gemara holds for Dover Poshet that Beishamai had no reason to be Nimna from Beisilu. They have to be Nimna out the Tzor alone. Kinemrinu l'kama bishmaiten. V'yishloime de Tzor ha'atzma lo'yishchiche kulei hai. it's not so shchiach to find a tzoras elve. That means there's not too many tzoras elves. K'moy b'nei ha-tzoras sha'achas yeledes kama bonim. The children of the tzoras, from there you can have a lot of tzoras from them, because there you can have a lot of mamzerim. According to the Mamela, but the Moreh, so the whole problem really was the children. So the children, the Beis Hillel, even the Beis Shammai, there's no problem, it's only Chai Be'lav. Zog the Gemara weiter. So the Gemara says, we're discussing what Rab Shimon said. Rab Shimon said, Mono min avadai, v'loi mono min asofik. So the Gemara asks, Umayshno min avadai, di isurehu, sofik nami isurehu. So the Gemara answers, Leitema mina sofik, ela eimo mina stam, de moidilu uposhi. Let us see what Rashi says. Mina sofik, kosal kedaitoch, hashte be iser sofik. Kigoin megarish, velone imoi bepundiki, de lek ela sofik, de shemo bo aleho le shem kedushin. In that, leimoni. They want the lay money. So the Gemara asks, that's also an Issa. So the Gemara answers, not mina sofik, mina stam. Kol kame the lav moidi luhu loyhavi poshim mistame. That means if they didn't tell them anything, they got married. The vadei havi mahanach de sfirlu havi moidi luhu. So it comes as the Gemara asks, So what is Rab Shimon telling us? That there was Ava Vereyes, and one was very careful to make sure that the other one shouldn't be Nichshel and then Israel. So that's the Tanakhama. So my answer is, how come Ashmon the Kula Rab Shimon he? The whole thing is going according to Rab Shimon, and that's right. If they knew they were Pirish, and if not, minastam they weren't Pirish because they relied, if there'd be anything wrong, at Maidilo. Toshma, the Oma Rab Yochanan ben Nuri, Heich Aloche Zu Ravachas be Yisrael. How can we make that this halacha should be marvach be Yisrael? And what can we do to solve the difficulties here? Nase kedivrei Beis Shammai. If we'll do like Beis Shammai, we'll say that the yavam should be miyabim. The is permitted to be miyabim. The tzore havlad mamzer le divrei Beis Hillel. So that's no answer. Nase kedivrei Beis Hillel. Should we do kedivrei Beis Hillel? And we'll say, let the Yevomer get married, Lashuk, Avlad Pogum, Ladivre Beishama. So the Vlad is Pogum, Ladivre Beishama is Pogum, Lakunim. Is Boyu, Unisakin, Lahem, Latzores, Sheikhurtses, Vulemis Yabmes. So Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri said, let's make a takone, that everyone will give chalitza to the tzore, and then Shalom al Yisrael, then there won't be any yichistic problems over here. But they also be yodoy. And this takone never got off the ground. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel told Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, Manase lehem litzoreis orishoineis meyato. He asked him, according to your takona, what will we accomplish with the tzores harishaynis? Now let us see Rashi to understand what Rav Shimon Gamliel asked Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Rashi says as follows: Havlat pogum ledivrei Beis Shammai deim hoya koyin posel lekohunin. If the father who was boil the tzora was a koyin, so the son is posel lekune. Va'af al gav de bnei chai ve'lavin ksheirim lekol, even though b'nei chai v'lav makosh l'kol is no mamzeris, aba chalolim heim le'inyin kohune, the osa b'kavo choyma mi'amonu l'koyin godol l'kamon b'shmaitin. That means, m'stam ma'adach amonu l'koyin godol, that is an iso sheini shove b'kul. Afal pikein, the children are chalolim, so yivoma l'shuk, which is an iso shove b'kul, avad givis, the children are chalolim. So Memele, so Rabbi Yechim Ben Nuri says, we can't permit that one shita should exist, because whatever it is, it's making kalya for the other ones. So let's make a tekone shiyechil tzayis minosa l'shut pehechshel edivreyaka. Now Rabbi Shimon Gamliel asked Rabbi Yechim Ben Nuri, manase l'tzoris harishoynish enishyamu. You're making a tekone, but what will be, let's look retroactively to those who are ready shnisyapu, who b'neiem amzerim, im nigmer aloche sheloy yishyapu. I mean, so what, we say not allowed to be mishyapim, so what will be with the tzores or ishainis, with their children? I mean, so the Gemara says as follows, I amrit b'shloime osu. If we'll say that till now it was also kidivrayim, hayne de koma manas. So he said, what's going to be with those children? This is not a tikkun akloli. Manas. Eli amrit loy osu my manas. So what's the manas? So you see klor from this beraisa that also. Omar Rav Nachman, Bayitzrak loy nitzcha ela letzorat. This is the Rav Nachman Bayitzrak we brought on before. Umanasa ochi kama hanach tzores the Beis Hillel the Beis Shammai the tzores of Beis Hillel. According to Beis Shammai, that means the tzores that already got married. What are you going to do with the tzores? Eichid nabilu. What are you going to do now with these tzores? Lichaltzu, they're married already. So lichaltzu, so we'll say now we want to make it, there should be, everything should be oiskalt according to everyone. So we should now have chalitze when they're married. Mimasi agavrayu. So their husbands will be nimis to their husbands if they'll now make chalitze with the yovah. That's not an eitzah. So that was Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's taina. By making this takona, what are you going to do with the tzores who already got married?